You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
It's amazing how small children learn. A small child living in East Africa may grow up learning many languages. The child may also become skilled in farming and hunting.
And that same child will learn the unwritten culture of that tribe or village by observing what people say and do. Parents and the people surrounding that child will also assist in teaching language to that child. The child, because of its environment, will be very African.
Yet take that same family out of Africa, move them to a country like Australia, and the child would grow up speaking and acting like all other Australian children. The child would understand some of its original language and culture, but not to the same extent.
Watching little children can be very interesting. The other day, our producer, John Hills, was on a trip with his granddaughter and told us this little story. Rita?
John said, we had stopped for a coffee at a roadhouse and little one-year-old Casey was handed a baby cup with two handles, but the spout was to one side. At the time, she was eating a chip. She placed the chip carefully down on the table, took the cup, and then realised she had it back to front. She then changed the cup around and proceeded to drink. She then placed the cup back on the table and continued to eat the chip.
John wondered, who taught her to do that? I guess she had watched her three-year-old sister and taken note of what Mum had said. Still, this was surprising coordination for a one-year-old child.
Not really, George. It was because she was a girl. Just kidding. This same little child has attended singing lessons with her mum. When her mum sings through the music scales, the one-year-old copies her, much to the amusement of the mum and the music teacher.
Because little children learn by what they hear and see, parents need to be careful what we're accidentally teaching our children. Now that's a sobering thought.
There are some things that we all learn naturally. Children can learn from parents and their surroundings, the town, village, culture, etc. that they grow up in. But there are some things that come from deep inside us, things that we cannot ignore very easily. We humans are born with this information programmed within us. This information ignores borders and cultures.
We gain some insight into the information and its source from the Bible itself. In the book of Romans in the Bible, we read that God, our Creator, has given every single human being a knowledge of himself. He can do that because he is the creator of all things.
In the animal kingdom, each species behaves like that particular species. Gazelles behave like gazelles, not chimps. Lions behave like lions. In fact, the female lioness will behave differently to the male, each having various responsibilities to perform.
Why is it that certain birds will migrate halfway around the world at the same time every year? How do they know where they're going in the first place? And who taught the cute little meerkat of the South African desert to stand guard on that mound of dirt watching for predators?
And how do various seeds know what to grow into? How do different trees know when to shed leaves and grow them again? Some folk will say, this is how we all evolved. Others will attribute this to Mother Nature. But the Bible tells us very clearly that our Creator God both made and programmed all of his creation with this information.
The book of Romans says, and I quote, God's anger is revealed from heaven against all the sin and evil of the people whose evil ways prevent the truth from being known. God punishes them because what can be known about God is plain to them, for God himself made it plain. Ever since God created the world, his invisible qualities, both his eternal power and his divine nature, have been clearly seen. They are perceived in the things that God has made, so those people have no excuse at all.
We really have no excuse at all for not knowing we have been created by Almighty God. He also tells us in the book of Romans that he has programmed information in our very souls. We are told that we are without excuse, even if we never come in contact with a Bible, never attend a church, and never speak to a Christian person.
If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Galley, Box 101, Moorebank, New South Wales 2170.